Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here this hump day, Wednesday, May 20th. Continuing on with this story, Yarrow Brown resigning after 5 years of trying to get affordable housing here in northern Michigan. Brown said, "We must change the hearts and minds within the city governments, township governments, county governments in northern Michigan. People are afraid of change," Brown told Bridge Michigan. "I've had experiences where people are housing advocates, but then when it comes to a project in their actual township or city, they're against it." Well, affordable housing is shaping up as a key issue heading into this year's 2026 election. Michigan's United States Senator Elisa Slotkin is sponsoring legislation in Washington, D.C. to declare a national housing emergency. Michigan is short about 150,000 more housing units immediately. Readers of Bridge Michigan, in their poll, said it was a major concern. Many of their readership said this is absolutely a top of campaign issue for this year. Things have gotten so bad that superintendents of school districts have struggled to find housing for their teachers and counselors. For example, lower-income workers have been forced out of pricey areas such as Traverse City, leaving in droves. Yet housing projects repeatedly face public pushback. One of them was a 24-unit project in Boyne City. Well, it was rejected by the city commissioners in part because it would reduce parking availability near the public library. Public library? Who even goes to a public library anymore? Anything you need to know, you can ask your phone. Do people still go to libraries? I haven't been to a public library in decades. Well, here's the problem. Less than 2% of homes were available to rent or buy in 2023 in Michigan, according to the most recent data, about half the rate of availability that had been previously available the decade before. 4 to 5% of the homes were always up for sale or available to rent. 3 years ago, it was down to less than 2%. Between 2014 and 2023, Michigan built one new home for every 14 jobs added, creating a disconnect that has made it hard for some companies to fill job positions because their candidates can't find a place to live. Well, during Brown's tenure of Housing North, the lead agency tackling housing around Traverse City is part of a statewide housing plan developed tools that have influenced housing initiatives across Michigan. They created a housing-ready checklist that would help communities ensure policies would support home building. Hired the day that the Corona China virus pandemic hit Michigan back in 2020, after working on land trust issues with Leelanau Conservancy, Brown said she had to learn on the fly how to work with the communities to spread awareness and encourage elected officials to tackle housing through zoning changes, tax incentive programs, and other means. As she's prepared to exit for a job with Generations Ahead, this is a nonprofit that helps teen parents. And as a Housing North begins the search for the replacement, Brown shared her thoughts with Bridge Michigan. Looking back, 5 years after you started, did things look any different? What does the housing situation look like today? Well, Brown said it's still very frustrating climate. And it's very clear that there's still county commissioners and city commissioners, people who don't believe that we even have a housing problem. We still get pushback. But I think we have really made some progress and have now heightened people's awareness of the subject in a very different way. We still need housing across the entire income spectrum. We have some people making about $30,000 a year, even $50,000 a year, that still struggle to find housing. We still have a huge road ahead of us, but we have to change the hearts and minds of our local communities. It feels sometimes like I've taken two steps forward and three steps back. Then they asked her a question. What does a community that is ready for housing, what does it look like? Well, she said not everything's cut and dry. But what initially you need and want is, first of all, communities to do some of a sort of checklist or to take a look at their master zoning plan. They need to then change zoning ordinances to align with the best things needed for housing. We have the numbers. Understanding the numbers and the need in a community, then try to do something to fix it and to help meet those needs. It could be something as simple as changing a zoning ordinance or to allow dwelling units or increase the density from just single family to duplexes or triplexes. It could be something as simple as reducing parking minimums or putting things in a place to adopt ordinances that would allow more housing incentives. We have a lot of communities that just shut the door and say, we don't want it. I think a housing-ready community is willing to have those conversations, work with developers, and figure out how they can meet the community's housing need with the resources that are available. Bridge then asked her very simply, looking back, why do you think that there is such a disconnect? Simple answer, people are afraid of change. We live in a community where change can be uncomfortable. We have an aging and retiring population where people have moved here from other communities. Many don't want the same density or increase. Therefore, they have this NIMBYism, not in my backyard. Northern Michigan tends to be anti-developer, and I understand that. We've had conversations, but I do believe that we can come to a compromise and work together where developers have a win-win situation for everyone. That's what I would like to see. Then they asked her another question. How do we get that message across? Well, a lot of different ways. We try to change and adapt our strategy and have over the years. We have come up with things that people can resonate with and align with in different ways. We're getting better about telling these real stories and trying to explain it to the public. However, it's still really difficult to get people to show up and share their personal story. If you're listening to this show right now, or you know people that live in the city of Gaylord, would you ask them to come if they're looking for housing, affordable housing to rent, and would be willing to make an application, take a background check, verify their employment, verify their ability to pay the rent? Would you ask them to come to this city council meeting on Tuesday? They need to get up during their 3-minute opportunity to speak to the council members and tell them, if this project was approved, I'd want to apply to live there. This needs to happen this coming Tuesday, folks. I am very concerned that many of these employers that I speak to, many of them want to advertise on the radio, but they say, Randy, we can't advertise on the radio with you because we can't find employees housing. We can't keep enough people here working to do the work. If we advertise on your radio station and we get busier with more business, we don't have the staff. Why don't we have the staff? They can't find a place to live. This is hurting Northern Michigan folks, and we need to work together to fix it. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Conservative leader, just like the best. No holds barred, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the play, call out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Fair's on a mission, he's here to stay.
4747, tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save the choice auto industry. Now he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. 4747.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I'm texting back and forth with Tim Miller. He's an architect in Gaylord, the Civic Group, and he said that he has had years and years of experience in affordable housing going back many years. Tim says, we've got two new employees that could not find housing in Gaylord. One rents in Grayling, the other one rents in Petoskey. Exactly. Tim says he's planning on coming to the meeting. I told him I wanted to introduce him to Pat Battaglia and Anthony Randazzo. Got another text message. I see many people struggling with rent that make between $30,000 and $50,000. How do you make that in Upper Michigan? I couldn't rent those places. I would have to rent a room. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a very good idea, but I couldn't afford it. Well, with all due respect, Scott, I believe you're single, correct? You're not married? These are going to be built brand new at today's prices. Very expensive cost of construction. It's going to require probably a young couple or a retiring couple. This is not going to be for families. There won't be probably many children. Two-bedroom home. They could have a baby, perhaps, if it's a young couple, and could continue to live there for a few years. They have a second child, third child, they probably won't. Seniors. This is another very important component of this, and I have studied this tremendously over the years. Senior citizens, older people, they bought a home, they own a 3-4 bedroom house, ranch, colonial, whatever. The family has grown up, the kids have moved on, they got out, they married, they're starting their own families. Mom and dad are left with this big house that they no longer need. They want to downsize. they may not necessarily want to sell their home and go buy another home. They may want to rent, sell their house, put the money into some investments to help supplement their retirement, pay rent. This is an ideal project for that situation. How many senior couples, families, widowers, widows have a big house that they're living in that they no longer need? The kids are grown up. They're gone. Put their house on the market, make that home available for purchase for a young family, and go in and rent a unit like this. You have to understand that this is a situation where this is absolutely something that Gaylord needs. Tremendous growth, tremendous business opportunities, lots of activity going on. They need to generate more tax dollars for the city of Gaylord, and they need people to afford housing in the city. So come to the meeting on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, May 26th. If you're a person that would consider renting one of these units, come and speak at the public comment. One of the things you have to understand, this is a need for Northern Michigan. John and Julie, down in Saginaw Bay City area, township rejects tax abatement for proposed addiction recovery housing complex. They had a proposed addiction recovery housing complex. Bangor Township Board of Trustees rejected the tax abatement that would help build it for people recovering from addiction to drugs and alcohol. I don't know anything about housing for addiction, folks, but this was going to be a $20 million, 50-unit Great Lakes Recovery Apartment Complex. Would be built behind the Bay City Mall near Country Meadows Apartments in Alderwood Estates. Township Manager Glenn Rowley told MLive this was a very unique and tough position. We can't have an election for every decision we have to make for a town hall for every topic that comes across. But this was one that would have had a pretty big impact. Well, Anthony Randazzo is not asking for a tax abatement. This particular complex, $400,000 over 15 years in lieu of property taxes is what they were asking for. Anthony Randazzo is not asking for that. If you live in the city of Gaylord, you need to come to your city hall this coming Tuesday. Tuesday, May 26th at 7 o'clock. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigan's first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s.